It was a name she detested. "Please don't call me that, Mrs. T. Margaret is not my name. It's so old-sounding. What? Of course, I'm sure my name is Peggy." Betty Targonski was drunk. Billy and Candy were scrunched up on the cracked blue vinyl sofa, snickering. I was pissed that they let their mom talk to me that way. I don't know exactly why I hung around that family. The holes in the kitchen wall were undisguised, not even the smallest attempt to patch them or cover them with a child's drawing. I'd heard about Candy's dad and his drunken rages. Her mom, too. What a screwed-up pair they were. But Candy and I had something, and we liked to tickle each other's feet. I hated Candy's house until they got the pool. Then I liked it way more than Darlene Hannigan's, even though Darlene's mom made grilled cheese and tomato sandwiches and let us dress up in her fancy gowns. Candy's mom mostly grunted and humiliated her children's friends as a form of entertainment. But the pool was clean and blue. I could dive into a pristine world, wriggle along the bottom and pick up the pennies we'd tossed. All the angry voices disappeared as my ears filled with chlorinated water. Sometimes Candy and I would wait until her parents drank themselves to sleep. Then we'd sneak a couple of cigarettes, take off our clothes, lie on yellow rafts floating under the stars, puff smoke rings, and tell the biggest lies we could think of.